good Thursday, and tough team coming in. They've been playing well, so we'll need to really play well and put our best foot forward against this group.
Bill, with Latavius being hurt, does it help that you've used the other guys, you know, DeAndre and Jalen, you know what you can do with them already?
Yeah, we hope it helps. Yeah, we definitely hope it helps because they've gotten some valuable experience talking about the young guys, and we'll hope that Tay can get back by Sunday. I know he's working extremely hard at it, and they're working with his shoes and things like that to help him in that regard, so we'll just have to wait and see.
You guys scoring touchdowns 10 of 11 times into the red zone, that's got to be what you like. Why do you think you guys have been so effective in those situations?
Well, our guys on the field are doing a terrific job. Todd Downing heads up our red area presentations during the week and comes up with a plan, presents it to the players, and so they've been doing a fantastic job with that. It's amazing.
How's Vidal done in a couple of games? I know Jack really talked highly of him this last game. It's been your evaluation.
Well, we're happy he's doing as well as he has. He's just very smart, bright, has a lot of football background from both high school and college, so he picks it up quick, and there's always going to be a transition period dealing with different defenders at this level.
I know it's a small sample size, but has he done enough that when those other guys get healthy that you might consider him in that mix of guys to continue to start?
Oh, I think that's pretty hypothetical. We just have to cross that bridge when we got to it. We're just happy that he's on our team and he's contributing like he is. We're very pleased with him.
With Lee out, will you have to consider kind of maybe as you get some of these tackles back, using those guys in some of those situations to give you enough extra blockers?
We may have to. That's going to be a process that we're going to have to figure out as we go along. Lee did a lot of those jobs, and we're going to need to find out who can and who is willing to do those jobs moving forward.
What did you learn about Ryan O'Malley during the spring and summer?
Yeah, very tough kid. Got in there and battled, put his face in the fan each and every day. We know we can count on him. He'll go through the process of learning as well, because it's going to be brand spanking new to him because he is a rookie.
It's been two straight weeks now that Jack has kind of gone out of his way to say Bill called a great game. And there's a lot of talk about the players getting familiarity with the scheme. Is there something to you getting familiar with the people that you have and learning the strengths that you kind of get maybe more refined as a play caller as well?
Well, I don't know what to say to that. I know as a staff, we're definitely better in year two than we were in year one. We feel like we can teach the players better, and I think all of us are learning from our experience. And the players are just doing a terrific job. We've got a great group of guys that care about each other. They're team-oriented, so I think that shows.
Derek talked about kind of leaning on the rest of his team more, like having that weapon as a punter, you guys have Marquette, and leaning on that defense more, and kind of not trying to make every play. Do you notice that kind of with your second year now?
Yeah, I read that he said that as well. That made a lot of sense. We all want to do our part, and we all want to trust everyone else to do their part, you know, in their respective roles. And so that mindset, you know, really helps us play smart, play tough, you know, and make sure that we don't beat ourselves in any games.
Derek's got seven comeback, you know, fourth quarter game-winning drives or in the overtime of his 13 wins. As a former quarterback, what do you see from him? Is he locking in more at those times? What do you see from him at those moments as opposed to maybe other times? Or is he the same guy throughout?
Well, this is a guy that has played sports his whole life, not just a football player. Played a lot of basketball, probably taken a lot of free throws at the end of games, you know, when he needed to make them. He's just a clutch guy. So those situations he's very familiar in, and he's got a lot of experience from which to draw upon because of his background growing up and being in athletics his whole life.
Bill, I'm sorry if you're asking before I got here late, but how much flexibility is sort of the emergence of Jalen and DeAndre and running back give you? When you think back to start a training camp, maybe you didn't expect this kind of contribution right away. How does that change your...
It's helped us immensely. They They are so sharp in pass protection, as well as when we get them in the passing game and get them out and throw balls to them. Latavius is the smartest one we've got, you know, in terms of pass protection. He really works at it. He's in there with the O-line day in and day out working with Coach Tice. But these young guys have really fallen in step with him, and so now we can trust him. And that, you're right, that opens up a lot of great avenues for us.
How are they different? It seems, I mean, they're both rookies, obviously, fine. Similar size, it seems like.
Yeah.
How do you?
It's tough for us to answer that after four games.
Right.
Believe me, we're looking at it with a very fine eye each and every day there in the film room, because we want to do things that are right in step with their strengths. But I think they both, I don't think we're setting any limitations or putting them in any corner, any box right now. We're enjoying them being as productive as they are.